everything that rocks.
Yeah, good morning.
It's Brock. Thank you so much for hanging out. 7:08 and 31. Got a high of 35 today. Super. Low of 25. Snow in the forecast. It's actually, I don't know if it's snowing anymore right now. It was when I was coming into work. I know. April 4th and I'm saying that. Horse hockey. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, you one of the millions of people who just deleted their Facebook accounts? Or to put it in terms that Facebook would understand, did you desvidanya? Well, that's, I was trying to say the Russian word for goodbye, if you know the whole scale. Anyway, I'm not good at Russian words. If so, you should start to feel a big weight off your shoulders very soon. According to a new study out of Australia, people who deleted Facebook had lower stress levels after 5 days than people who kept their accounts. But there is a side effect. The people who got out of the Facebook era had lower levels of life satisfaction, and the researchers think it's because they lost out on that little dopamine burst you get when someone likes your post. So you got less stress, but you're not getting that little shot of dopamine in your brain, that little little drink of happiness, if you will. So, I don't know. You take the good with the bad, I guess. Well, some sad news. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan are breaking up. In a joint statement, the couple said, quote, "We have lovingly chosen to separate as a couple. We feel deeply in love. We fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had many magical journeys together. Absolutely nothing has changed about how much we love one another, but love is a beautiful adventure that is taking us on different paths for now." The stars have one child together, daughter Everly, who will turn 5 in May. The couple met on the set of the 2006 film Step Up and got married in July of 2009. They're both attractive people. I'm sure they'll be fine. I'm sure they'll bounce back up. Good Lord. After Magic Mike, everyone, I mean, Channing Tatum could get whoever he wants. It's ridiculous. Good Lord. Actually, I'm going to make sure Kiki doesn't find out about this because I'm pretty sure I'll come home for lunch and her bags will be packed and there'll be a note saying, "Bye, went to Hollywood to meet Channing. I'm going to win Channing's love." Damn it. Should have never let Kiki read that story. Lastly, I know that the old saying is beer before liquor. Never been sicker, and liquor before beer, you're in the clear. But what if your liquor is your beer? What do you do then? Well, Budweiser and Jim Beam just announced that they're teaming up to create a brand new beer. It's the first time a major beer company and whiskey company have collaborated like that. The beer is going to be aged on wood pieces from Jim Beam's barrels. It's scheduled to come out in September. All right, I love boozing it up just like anyone else, okay? I love putting a few back, but here's the thing. You got to be careful with your beer and your liquor mixture. We all know it. You're having a great night. You're having a few brewskis with the fellas. Maybe you're having a few cold ones with the gals. But then someone, and it's always the friend that you don't really like, or the friend that does this all the time, says, "Hey, let's get a round of shots. Let's get some booze. All right? We need to amp this up a little bit." And then the night just goes from good to why? Why do I do this to myself? Okay? And I got a feeling this is going to be a precursor to it. Okay? I do have some good names for it, though. We could call it Bad Decisions. Maybe Where's My Pants? How about Oh God, What Have I Done? I think all solid names for this new beer made with liquor. Wait and see. We'll wait and see. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?